not quite as many as we have in Portland Harbor, but there's another 80, 85 out there in addition to the four that performed. And so it isn't easy to bring everybody together, but I expect that, and I know that the city is looking to take a leadership role in that site. I'm not trying to put that on the city right now, but I do think as a government that has this really valuable asset in it, it's important for the city.
Well, we're going to run out of run the clock soon, but I want to make sure everyone gets a last question. But you've done a really good job teeing up how we got to this point and what we can expect this year. And one of the reasons I think we've all been pushing for a plan by the end of this calendar year is that there's a presidential election going on. And one thing we know is there'll be changes in Region 10. Not you, but we'll likely have a new Region 10 administrator. The current administrator has said he's likely to move on. We don't want to see leadership changes getting in the way of progress. So it's important to have a plan this year. Could you give us succinctly, just briefly, worst case and best case scenarios moving forward? So best case, plan comes forward, there's acceptance, there's negotiation, and we move forward. Worst case, what happens if a plan doesn't bring people together, and then where do we go?
Yeah, so best case, which is what we're really shooting for, and I think is realistic. I think it's doable. It will be hard. I mean, it's a tremendous burden on EPA right now, but is to get our cleanup decision by December. The administrator is signing this record of decision, which has its own unique hurdles, but we're confident we can work through those. If we don't get a cleanup plan by December, there will be a new administration. Don't know who it will be, but there will be a new administration. So our administrator back in D.C. goes away, our regional administrator in Seattle goes away, and in years past, it's taken, you know, from 1 to 2 years before we get a new administrator or before we get a new regional administrator. And the best guess by anyone is that if we don't have a cleanup decision in this administration and we're waiting for a new one, we're waiting for a while until we actually get those people in place. And then a new administration is not likely to just say, oh, you want me to sign where? It will take some education and work in order to get that person up to speed and feel comfortable signing a cleanup decision that was developed under a different administration. And so it's fair to say it would be years before we got to a cleanup decision, before we were even able to start the other work.
Yeah, let's do a quick round of final questions and then wrap up, because I think a couple of us got to leave by quarter of. So other questions for either Cammie or Kevin, who's been standing by?
I appreciate you tolerating my questions and drawing analogies, which are not your job. But I mean, I do think that, because of that broad topic of community acceptance, I do think it's important to engage in that discussion. So thank you for your tolerance.
Yes.
Anything else?
So my only comment is that if all else fails, read the instructions. These microphones have worked perfectly the entire time. Thank you very much.
There's that.
You just saved
us.
I think there's an award we should give to our guest, Mayor.
Yes.
I think this is the first time the system has actually worked, and so she's brought good karma.
Again, we appreciate the good working relationship that we have with EPA, and that's no small tribute to the work you're doing. And we do appreciate that. This is a difficult set of issues. It's an expensive problem. We have a couple of instances here lately in Portland where we have managed to work through difficult issues with a federal mandate. The Department of Justice comes to mind. In both cases, I think if we have the kind of clarity and constructive approach that you're bringing to this, Cammie, I think the prospects are much better for us as a city to be able to get to a good place. So we do appreciate that. Commissioner Fish, thank you for your continued work and leadership on this. This is one of those thankless tasks of governance, but I appreciate the work that you're doing on it.
I also want to acknowledge Josh Alpert on your team, Sonia Szymanski on my team, and all the other staff people at the city that are engaged on this. You know, Cammie, you've now been in the lead for how long?
I think February of last year, but so, who's counting?
Okay, so you're relatively new, and you came in, and my impression is you helped change the tone of the conversation at the table, and we're really appreciative of that, and your directness and your responsiveness. But, you know, still, the purpose of this hearing, and I think Commissioner Novick urged that we do it earlier, so thank you, Steve, for that, as we get the word out, is a lot of people in our community are wondering, how does Superfund impact me? And I think today they got a taste of sort of, you know, the moving pieces. But let's bring it back to the city for a second, because we are a potentially responsible party. Why? The lawyers are going to, you know, start going crazy when I say this, but because an argument could be made that because we own land along the river and because we operate a conveyance system that puts bad things in the river, called our sewer and water infrastructure, that there could be a determination that we have some liability. And that means it's of a matter of concern to our taxpayers and our ratepayers, because if there is a liability and we have to fund it, they've already been through this. It's been called the big pipe. It's LT2. Our ratepayers and our taxpayers know about federal regulatory requirements and how we pay for them. So it matters, and it matters in another respect, and it's something the mayor and I and my colleagues really care about, which is we don't want this to be an academic exercise. There are many of examples across the country of plans that get issued, don't get the kind of buy-in, and you're back in court for a protracted period of time. We actually want this to result in a plan that's feasible and has buy-in and is achievable. And then the city is prepared to take a leadership role, as it has in the past, to move that forward. So just again, thank you to you and your team, and for you taking time to be here. We'll follow up with you on Commissioner Fritz's suggestion about the outreach. I think it's a splendid idea and probably, in fact, was an oversight. So thank you, Commissioner Fritz. And Mayor, thank you for the leadership that you brought to this.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
We appreciate your time here and look forward to the next discussion. Thanks very much.